Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast. With me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan, we cover all the National Leagues. But only the Vanarama National League.
That's the only one we're really interested in, isn't it?
I mean, we'll say the words National League South, National League North.
We'll say them, and that's as much as we can offer you. Ever since we got out in the National League South, it's been an irrelevance to us. But hey!
Also, it's so early, John. It's so early in the season.
This is it.
It's pre-season.
Well, it's also early in the season. It's early in the day.
It is early in the day,
because,
John.
Because very unusually, to fit in with our busy schedules, the only time we could do this week was 9:07 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Here we are.
Oh, yeah. It's the breakfast time.
It's the
time.
Breakfast crew.
Got a bit of toast on your chin there, mate.
Well, we did say, of course, it could be Ray and Dave on the...
On the breakfast show.
Neville's breakfast here.
Good luck on the Devon Expressway this morning, getting to work.
Of course. Some came up at 7:12 this morning, and it will set a little bit later on.
Oh, cool, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with the sun going down.
Might crash your old vocal there, Dave, I'm afraid. You're supposed to stop talking before the vocal, in fact.
Nothing wrong with crashing the vocal. Yes, a breakfast meeting. Coffee and National League.
Coffee and National League.
It's difficult, isn't it? And, I mean,
Do you feel ready for this?
I don't really feel ready. I never feel ready. I think in 183 episodes, I've never felt ready to talk about the National League.
No, this is true, but I've never felt this unready, to be honest.
All right, okay.
I'm quite a good morning person, but no, not.
I think you'd be a good breakfast DJ, John.
A good old breakfast, yeah. My voice is a little bit deeper at this time of morning.
Everyone wants deep throat, John.
Blimey.
Bit of blue for the dust.
There we are.
No one wants deep voice, John. No one wants it.
A little bit of Natob's admin, by the way. I drove through Hornchurch at the weekend.
Of course, the old stomping ground.
Yeah, there we go.
Any, see anyone there?
Of course. No.
Any of the old crew?
The old crew, the Ray Duffy crew. Hey, you, the
John
Ray
O's?
Duffy crew.
Jono or Duck?
Duck.
Or Smith face? Were they around? I'm just guessing.
Oh, shit for brains. What we called him.
There we are. There
Back
he was,
in the
of
day.
Course. There we are. Once you get into doing Ray and Dave, it's difficult.
It's quite hard to get out, isn't it?
It's difficult to get out of doing them. The National League, John.
Yeah.
Wow. Kicked off at the weekend.
Didn't it?
And it was full. Do you know what? If you wanted... You don't need to actually play the rest of the season because it had absolutely everything.
I think you'd call that the full gamut. It had everything.
Everyone was Vanarama'd. Everyone was National League'd.
It was
highlights. it was like a highlights package of the whole season.
There was late winners. There was at least two teams that ended up with nine men.
Yeah,
outfield players in goal. And the customary nil-nil as well.
Well, look, I'd have taken nil-nil, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Absolutely brilliant. John, what have we got coming up in the podcast?
Come on, let's work it out.
Let's do that, because it's 9:09 and we've got 10 o'clock, got to start work at 10 o'clock.
I have got to start at 10, yeah.
What's coming up in the
podcast,
don't
mention 909 in this building, please.
Oh, right, is that a...
Thank you.
What's wrong with 909
and 693, of course.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Thank you.
Got rid of the old classifieds. Got rid of the old classifieds, of course.
Old classifieds.
Could have gone Talk United nil. Oldham Athletic nil.
Oh, Ray Duffy, step into the void. Do the old classifieds.
Happy to do it, of course. Liverpool.
Hornchurch nil.
Liverpool 2.
Dagenham nil.
Fulham 2. Same for everything. See, you know,
the ball goes out of play.
Brighton and Hove Albion, of course. The Seagulls. Not the Gulls, of course.
The Gulls.
Seagulls, of course, down there in Brighton and Hove. They got 2 goals, of course. And Manchester United, they were at home, so I should have done it the other way around.
Huddersfield Town, of course. The Terriers. The sound of a distant dog.
The clock chimes. The rooster crows. Good morning.
And the bells of St Mary Church. Welcome you to this very Duffy breakfast show.
Breakfast show, of course. There we are. Ray's great. Look,
I miss Ray.
I think he did some pre-season. I can't speak this time.
Come on,
John.
What's coming
the
up?
Bloody podcast.
We will try and stop doing Ray Duffy at some point. So we've got lots of National League news
to catch
up on.
If you are a new listener,
oh, keep up. Just keep up.
Listen back to which season was it? John?
I think
mainly
the very
sort of
first
pandemic season.
It
mainly.
Was. I think the episode was called Hornchurch.
Okay.
So just find that one.
Of course,
Hornchurch.
It was called Out of Place. Oh my word! Oh my word! John, tell us what's in the podcast. Oh my word!
I like the way he always used to get to about 80 minutes ago. Everything nearly done here at Playmore. Everything just wrapping up. Like he's one foot out the door.
Look, this isn't not a Ray Duffy podcast.
Do you know what's happened?
We need to get Ray on. I hope he.
The music's still running out.
There we are, of course. That was the... What's that called, that piece of music?
It's called the awards music.
Nothing wrong with that.
Start it again.
Nothing wrong with that. I'll have to leave you. Go and write my rides up for the Torbay Weekly.
Oh, I've still got to leave you now to go and write up my coffee.
Nothing ever happens in the last 5 minutes of a Torquay game. Right, John.
This is as neat as it gets.
Get on with it.
Come on.
No one understands this bit.
But Dave Thomas always leaves 5 minutes early. That's
anyway, no
know.
One knows who Dave Thomas is, John. Spending his Netflix money.
Yes. National League news. Busy first weekend.
Yes,
we've got a lot to catch up on and not much time to do it in.
Okay.
We are going to go inside the mind of one of the National League keepers.
Yes, of course.
Just to try and work out what the hell's going
What the hell's going on at Solihull Moors.
Trikes are back on the agenda.
Yeah, I know. Who knew that the trikes were such a Vanarama staple?
We had Madeira Trike Tours, who were the Barrow sponsors back
yes,
in the day.
Of course.
And now we've got a new trike company.
Yes.
Not very reliable, as it turns out.
Well, we'll find out, though. That's good, yeah.
And some lots of letters. We've got loads of letters.
Oh, okay. So let's get on with it. Because we always leave the letters at the end and then it's like nothing.
Here at 107.7 Duffy FM.
Of course. Vanarama FM. They do have those things, John, don't they? Vanarama.
Yeah.
Man, maybe we could get that job. I know Vanarama have not got in touch with us at all. But they do have, when you go into like Super Drug at the moment, if you go in there, they have their own radio station. You're listening to Super Drug FM.
Oh, this is Co-op Radio.
Yeah, they do Co-op Radio. They do. Don't forget to check out the gluten-free section. And our sparkling water is particularly nice. 79p a bottle. I went into Co-op yesterday. Can you tell? 79p a bottle. Okay. Well, here's Co-op. What's a good Co-op song?
I was trying to think of something to rhyme with dividend.
Co-op.
No, nothing works.
Co-op. What's a
sharing.
Co-op song. Share.
Share.
It's non-stop share. If you believe in life. Just non-stop share.
Yeah.
Another share song. Get on the Co-op. That's it.
Come on. Let's get on
Gypsies,
with it.
Gypsies, tramps and thieves, all welcome, of course.
Co-op is an equal opportunities employer.
Well, we won't be better. We won't get better than that.
And it was
and it was nothing to do with the Vanarama National. But the Vanarama FM, John, we can perhaps go for that job.
Maybe
do they
we'll
want
do
that? I think the Vanarama Breakfast Show is going to be
we'll make that happen.
A regular. Right, I quite like it, this, John. I might do this again.
Fucking
it does cost me 20 quid more on the train to get here to do this early, which feels like quite a lot. But then I suppose all that Patreon money you're going to pull in, that'll eventually
pay for it.
I'm
just going to put
that
into the spreadsheet, another £20 down.
What's it cost us? So I paid the bill for Dean Moxey on the weekend.
Shit.
You're listening to Vanarama FM. Let's have a look back at the weekend.
I think we go back on the weekend.
Don't do the whole thing.
Aldershot 1, Solihull Moors 4.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Thrashed.
Aldershot.
Fantastic, of course, on Vanarama FM. Everything's fantastic. No, look, enough. Right, enough. Let's talk about football. Yes, go on, John. Tell me about
Aldershot
it.
Preparing for life in the National League South early. With a 4-1 defeat at home on the opening day. Yeah. What a crusher.
I mean, long way to go, John.
Long may
it
continue.
Does sound like Solihull Moors are continuing where they left off from last season.
Do you remember where I said they'd come?
You
fifth?
Said they'd do well.
I said,
John,
they'd come fifth, and you scoffed.
It's one game.
Top of the league at the moment.
If the pandemic hits tonight and they have to call the league, well done.
But they've kept some of those good players, yeah. Joe Sabara, Andrew Dallas. They've added to them.
I'm surprised they kept Dallas.
I know.
Because he was excellent.
He's a goal scorer.
He's a proper, I think
and
he's
Sabara
League 2,
is
maybe
as well.
League 1. I mean, I know there's no tougher league or better league than
the
Vanarama.
He has had a chance in the league before and he didn't really do it. But
there we are.
Maybe the National League is his level.
Exactly. So Andrew Dallas, he scored, did he?
He did score. I didn't play the music again. We've done that enough.
Ardley's doing well, isn't he? Someone should come in for
him. Well, as you said,
Wrexham.
Let's see how long he stays there. That will be key,
I think that's absolutely key because we know it. As soon as anyone's top of the league for a while, people come in and go, we'll have you. Right, that's two of the teams, John. Older shot. Awful. Brilliant. 3 points. Guaranteed at least three, probably four, maybe six.
Ideally six.
Brilliant news.
Almost certainly. Altrincham 1, Maidstone 1.
Nice for Jean. Nice little 1-1 draw for Jean.
Nice for Jean.
Has Jean written to us this week, John?
She has. More on that later
on. Good news.
A player we actually mentioned in the National League preview last week, Chris Clark, scored for Altrincham.
Listen,
we mentioned him,
we don't know anything.
We knew nothing about him. But I want to know more about him.
Well, we were going to do, that's what we were going to do this week, a focus on Maidstone.
Oh, nobody wants to hear that.
Next week. Let the new Kings Lynn.
I think so. Barnet 2, Halifax 0, so another of our pre-season predictions.
Did Ben Winter play, John? Didn't check.
He did play, yeah. Another of our pre-season predictions that Halifax would struggle. They are struggling, one game.
One
but they
game.
Are struggling.
We've got them next, so that'll sort that out.
Put an end to that.
Yeah, very good. Who scored for Barnet?
Ephraim Mayton-Clark.
Yeah, Nora Ephraim.
Nikki Kabamba.
Nora Ephraim. Did Nora Ephraim write... Nora Ephron wrote When Harry Met Sally.
Oh,
so
right.
So I wonder if we could
do
something on Nora Ephron Mason Clark writing.
Nora Ephron Mason Clark.
Yeah. Torquay have signed a player. I thought we signed three people.
Yes. And that's a surprise addition. What was his name? I can't even remember. Ashley something.
We don't know any of the players, John.
His name was on the team sheet before they even announced the signing.
I liked his vibe straight away. So,
Halifax. Had one of their new signings in the squad, Tyler Golden. Golden brown,
texture like sun.
There
we'll
you
take
go.
That.
That's it.
That's it, is it? Just golden.
That's all I've got. But it is the
Stranglers.
Lovely
bit of a ballad. Drugs, of course.
Vanarama FM. This one's about the old drugs.
Drugs, of course. The old...
The drugs don't work, of course,
wacky,
Dave.
The wacky backy. The old Mary Jane.
Ever tried a bit of the old... marijuana, Dave? You tried a bit of that back in the day?
Nothing wrong with that.
Bit of a secret pothead, aren't you, Dave?
Talkie Town Hall, seeing the Rolling Stones on the old wacky backy. Nothing wrong with that.
Me and Guy Henderson.
Don't mention him anymore. We work for different papers. Like West Side Story down there.
Niche.
Too niche.
Dagenham 2, Gateshead 2. And a last-minute equaliser for Dagenham as well. Otherwise, Gateshead were going to nick it.
Gateshead got National League, you see. They thought,
got
this.
But I think they'd have taken a point away at Dagenham on the opening day.
Not if they were winning. They were 2-0 up, weren't they?
Well, they were 2-0 up, yes.
There we are. You see, but that's the National League.
They had a player
League.
Called Pie, though.
Oh, that's nice.
Quite nice.
Well, what's that?
It worked him into the equation.
To the, How
many decimal places?
People know
3.14
this is the
or
thing.
Something.
People know what Pie is, don't they? I can, like, say it.
Do it to about 15 decimal places.
Who cares? I mean, why would you...
Pie.
How does it help you knowing what pie is in your life, John? I'll tell you what helps you, being able to walk into a room, shake people's hand, look them in the eye and have a conversation with them. Not what flipping pie means. That's what they should teach at school.
No strangers
and
to
another
a pie,
thing.
Of course, Dave.
Nothing wrong with a pie.
Dorking Wanderers 2, Chesterfield 2.
Enjoying your pie this time of morning on Vanarama FM.
Dorking 2, Chesterfield 2, an amazing game which saw old Lucas Coverland sent off. Very early doors.
Coverland.
28th minute.
Desperate to come back to the goals. just desperate, John. desperate to come back.
Yeah.
He's gone to Port Vale.
Tried to get himself sent off a few times just to make a point. Send me home.
Got sent off twice for Port Vale.
Yeah.
Been sent off first game.
First game.
Which is superb, isn't it? Absolutely. And it was Chesterfield, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, what a brilliant club for it to happen to.
They were 2-0 up.
Yes,
and,
fantastic.
They actually went 2-0 up whilst still down to 10 men with a midfielder in goal. But we need Dorking pulled it back in the second half. They ended up with 9 men in the end.
We need Chesterfield to not be very good until Shimanga comes back, because the moment he comes back,
yes.
Also, I don't think they've got any goalkeepers, have they? That's why Coverland was in
goal.
They didn't
put anyone on the bench, which does seem mad. Sort of when you know Lucas Coverland's history,
it'll be fine.
He'll be all right.
There's no.
It'll be all right. I know him. He won't get sent off. He's got a great disciplinary record.
Get a job on Vanarama.
He'd be on Vanarama
FM
in the brain.
The afternoon. Vanarama FM. Fact awaits.
Okay, the old woman's here.
only facts about vans and the factoids.
Did you know the Ford Transit?
Correct.
It's been used in more armed robberies than any other make of van.
You're listening to Vanarama FM. Here's Van Morrison. Only play Van Morrison songs. Here's Moondance again. I sound like one of those people with, one of them buzzers.
I don't think it's called a buzzer.
Van Morrison. Next. Another bloody song from Van Morrison. Into the Mystic. You're listening to Vanarama FM. This is mid-morning.
Wow. Notts County 3,
we're
Maidenhead.
We're enjoying it anyway.
I know, yeah, we're having a good time. Notts County 3, Maidenhead 0.
Ooh, look good, John.
New
sounded
Macaulay
good.
Macaulay Langstaff scored twice for Notts County. They got him from Gateshead.
I mean, it's a classic Maidenhead result, that, isn't it?
An early season rollover from Maidenhead.
They cannot be bothered till about February. Maybe, can they?
When their back's against the wall.
They just can't be bothered. They're just like, oh, God. Do we have to?
Fine, we'll win every game between February and May.
That's how it goes.
Fine.
All right, can we just leave it till then?
We'll just beat all the top teams then.
So annoying.
They don't like being up early either.
Go on.
Southend 0, Bournemouth 1. So not what Southend wanted to start the season there. Bournemouth ended up with 9 men as well. But, they still got the job done. They've signed some good players as well, Bournemouth.
They always do, don't they?
We said sort of 10th, whatever we said, but I don't know. Their squad, maybe we should have looked at this before the preview, but their squad does look good.
I know, John, but they always come about 7th. So 7th to 9th.
It's true.
And they'll be good. They'll have a little cup run. That makes some more money. And then they'll sell their best player and it'll all happen again next season.
They've still got Nathan Ashmore in goal, which always described as he's like the end of level boss in the National League.
He is. If you were doing all the levels, you'd get to Nathan Ashmore. I maintain that if in our stupid promotion season should have happened, Asa Hall had scored that penalty, be Nathan Ashmore at Boreham Wood. We'd have won the game.
Oh, yeah.
There's some points. Hat on the telly, wasn't it?
Anyway, yes. Yeah, no, that. You're right.
Look at that. What a memory. Very depressing, of course. Here's Nathan Ashmore and Simpson with Solid on Vanarama FM.
What a memory. And here is Elaine Page and memories.
And here's the voice buzzer guy coming up in the next time. What have you got for us?
We're going
to be speaking about the Vanarama National League.
We've got a great deal on a Renault Kangoo.
We're a giddy.
This is silly.
We can't do early mornings, John.
Wealdstone 3.
It's 9:27.
Wealdstone 3, Bromley 2.
Lovely. Wealdstone 3, Bromley 2. Bromley going to little Wealdstone. There, and probably, is that a little derby? Is that more or less a derby? Close?
No, not really.
Okay, no, not really. Close, though. Closer than, Gateshead Torquay.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So, in the context
in that
of that,
sense.
A derby.
Yeah.
Wealdstone, of course, flush with the cash.
I know.
From bloody hell, Emera.
Kretschmar set up the winner as well.
Why didn't we get Kretschmar?
Wolfstone might be...
John.
A good season.
They'll be daft.
I'm not just saying they're going to go up. That might be a good
daft.
Season. Daft. Wrexham 2, Eastleigh 1.
Oh, it was really
Eastleigh
good fun for a bit.
Went ahead 14th minute. And then Wrexham just cheated, basically, in the end, bought on a championship-level striker, won the game.
I mean, how? Is he on loan, or is he signed?
No, they signed him. Elliot Lee.
Rob Lee's son. I mean, what a signing.
Sort of decent. If you sign him in League One, you go, oh, that's good signing.
What a signing. I mean, that's just going to be unbelievable. They will honestly win it by 20 points.
Do you want this week's disingenuous Phil Parkinson post-match comment?
Of course, yes, please.
I'm glad in a way that the game was won in the manner it was, because with the squad we've got, there's a fear that people will get carried away and think every game we're going to beat teams 3-0. This is a reminder, teams will come here and disrupt the game.
Well, sorry about the other teams.
Sorry about that. Should we just wait and turn up, Phil, if you don't want?
He won't be there. He won't be there, John. It won't be him. I don't know why he thinks it's going to be him. It won't be him, because if they don't beat teams 3-0, if they don't absolutely hammer teams, they've got these unbelievable players, then he's not doing his job.
York City 2, Woking 0. The return to the National League from John Askey, Askey, Askey. Askey, Askey, Askey. As if it's in love, then
nice
it's
to have him back.
The bomb that will keep us together. Good to have John Askey back in the National League, and a great start for his boys. 2-0 over Woking.
I read a big thing. It said, York City are back. I get a 2-0 against Woking.
It's so far away. It's not fair.
Darren Sawyer. Yeah.
Why do we have to go all the way up to York?
Why do I have to go to coach? Can't you just give me a lift?
It's too far.
The other team turned up.
We shouldn't have to play that far.
Play in the same colours as us red. I don't want to wear the away kit.
I did like your point about the York substitution being the most middle-class substitution.
This was a great joke, and I feel like it should have got an awful lot more. And I feel like if it wasn't National League-based, it would have got an awful lot more.
Why don't you repeat?
Many things about my life feel like that.
Was it Linnell John-Lewis came off?
Linnell John-Lewis got subbed off for Scott Bowden. Which John Lewis for Bowden is the most middle-class substitution of all time. What a brilliant joke, John. And that's why you tune in.
It's such a shame.
That's Vanarama FM, of course. Great joke.
It's joke of the day here on Vanarama FM. Another one of those.
Someone else
time
will
tomorrow.
Tweet it in the whole season and it'll get 50,000 retweets and likes.
If you know any Vanarama National League players that fits middle-class things,
yes.
Nathan Arger, then...
Give us
a quick text.
Okay, text, recall us, fax us on Vanarama FM. 2-1 on Vauxhall Vivaros.
struggling for
a van reference there, which is a shame on Vanarama FM. Go on then.
Scunthorpe 2, Yeovil 1.
Good start for them. Good start for Scunthorpe.
Good.
And the old...
Well done, Yeovil.
Yeovil.
Good-o.
Torquay United tribute act.
They've now signed the physio. As well.
Kai Hepworth.
So they've got the coach, the goalkeeping coach, and the physio of a team that didn't really do great. So
and also,
good luck to you.
Signed the physio of a team that had a lot of injury.
A crippling injury problem for the last 3 years.
Do you know what I like?
You know that guy who's got like paid players coming out of the door?
I like that guy. You know the team that was running away with it and then because of injuries didn't go up? Let's get their physio. We must get the quote, because it's very Vanarama, from Curb Your Enthusiasm. There's something about this 55-year-old Bolt guy that is sensational. Because we could use that so many times in this podcast.
It's one of my favourite bits.
There's something about this middle-aged bald guy that is thrilling.
There's something about this hopeless physio.
Put that on a button, because that's good fun.
There's something about this insane Brazilian keeper.
It's thrilling.
Finally, Torquay 0, Oldham 0.
John, should we have to do a little bit of Torquay corner?
Briefly.
I'd take it.
Yeah.
I'd take it. We should have scored early on.
I think I'd take it before the game. I went, no, I don't think I'd take it now. Oldham didn't seem up to
much. We haven't got any players, John. Everyone's injured.
Everyone's already injured. One week.
Everyone's already injured.
Well
done, Mark. Well done, Mark Housted. Let's give credit where it's due.
Mark Housted.
I mean, it remains to be seen.
I mean, Dean Moxey had to make a save for him at one point.
Dean Moxey. Let's just talk about Dean Moxey. I know we sponsor him, John, and we absolutely love him. But what a player. He's just brilliant.
Yeah, he is good.
Just solid as a rock. An amazing influence. Brilliant tackler, wins headers, has got a goal in him, brilliant at penalties. Oh, he's fast becoming one of my favourite Talk United players.
Good.
I absolutely love him. And also, my son, who was an Oxford United fan, came down the other day in, which I know annoyed you, John, because I was going to give you the shirt, came down in the Dean Moxey shirt the other day.
Yes.
The away shirt.
To be fair,
Dad, I've got news. I've looked inside myself. And I thought, if we moved away from Oxfordshire, would I support Oxford United? No, I don't think I would. I think I would definitely support Torquay, because I think, yes, I always have. Another fan, John. Big Torquay
another
fan.
Another one consigned for
ultra.
Life.
Ultra. An ultra.
That
so
shirt will
news.
Definitely fit him better than it fits me, to be honest.
Well, everything
he's
fits
a lot
him
taller
better than
me.
Fits me. He is. There we are. Is that it, John?
That'll do.
That was the news roundup.
Yeah.
That was the news roundup, of course, on Vanarama here on Vanarama FM.
Traffic and travels next.
And,
only if you're in a van, though.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession. Charlie has stepped outside for a moment, but delighted to fill the void with a bit of a, well, it's a guest. And a bit of a sort of a marketing plug, I suppose, for his business.
Yeah.
And it is, tell us more about it. It's Oldham Tractors.
Yeah, Oldham Tractors. I don't know if you ever follow Barrow.
Yes.
They were sponsored by
Madeira Tractors.
I actually went to Madeira, went on one of the tractors, and I'll tell you, it was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah?
I absolutely loved it.
Saw the whole island?
Oh, I saw the whole island in light, and then just went round on the track.
A lot of ports.
Like the life of Riley. Well, I felt like brilliant, because it's like a motorbike, but you can't fall off.
And it's got three wheels.
You can drive it on a car license.
And
you know, it's absolutely brilliant. So I've started one in Oldham. It's no Madeira.
I imagine in its own way, though. It's got its own charm.
But what we do is we just let you drive around Oldham until the track gets nicked. When we found it again, we can hire it out again.
So the Oldham chairman, owner, who was going down to talk, did he hire a trike?
He hired it, and it broke down. We told him it would.
You were from Oldham.
We Oldham.
And you told him.
I'm from Oldham, and I told him it will break down.
He didn't get far, did he?
What I said to him
was, M6 toll.
Just don't go the toll road, because it's added cost. It's going to break down. Why do you want to add in the toll as well?
Yeah. Well, because he did say in the video, I'm not going on the motorways, but then obviously
he
took a wrong turn.
Motorway.
So he didn't get far.
Anyway,
so
we went. There, he was going down to thrash Torquay United, little minnows Torquay United.
Probably never heard of them.
And then he broke down on way down.
Yeah.
Well, and anyway, Oldham Tractors, come and visit us and have a trip round Oldham. And see old sites.
Is there anything
of Oldham. The ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andy Ritchie's house.
It's got a tram stop, isn't it?
Yeah. A couple of tram stops.
Yeah.
Look, you can find your own stuff.
Yeah.
Just drive around until the bike gets nicked. Then we'll fish it out canal for you. I think I'm going to... I don't know why I'm from Yorkshire, but when I'm doing Oldham.
You do so much striking. You've been around
all over the place.
Yeah.
All over the place. Right. Oldham Tractors, give us a ring on Oldham 1.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Yes.
Yes, John.
Loads to get through. Let's get going. Rich Mills.
Ah.
Mrs. Mills.
On the ice, Rich.
The old Starzy Foff gets in touch. Dearest Charlie and John, imagine my surprise when downloading podcasts to sustain me on the flight back from my holidays to see your season preview episode.
Ooh.
The season proper doesn't kick off for another 2.5 months.
That's true.
Still, it's good to start thinking about the beautiful game again. I'm thoroughly looking forward to seeing this season's new recruits, Scunthorpe and Oldham, getting well and truly National League by Maidenhead or maybe Dorking, and the goals temporarily derailing the Wrexham promotion train. I can't really argue with many of your predictions because I've not really paid much attention either.
Just vibes, Rich. Just vibes.
Most teams will be much the same as last season, I guess, although I think Torquay will be better for signing some taller players and also not having Armani wasting every dead ball.
Oh.
York City will also be pretty handy. Put me down for a tea towel, but not a Torquay tea towel, mind. On the ice, Rich Mills.
Not a Torquay tea towel. We could just
Not a Torquay tea...
That would be better, wouldn't it?
You've just done
put
it,
that
Rich.
On a tea
N-A-T-T.
Towel. Not a Torquay tea towel.
Nats.
We could do not a Torquay t-shirt, not a Torquay badge.
Rich has done it.
I'm going to do that. That's what we do for merch, John.
You don't get a cut of the profits, I'm afraid, Rich, but it's
not
very
a,
much appreciated.
Not a Torquay badge.
Not a Rich Mills profit-making exercise.
We'll do you a special one, Rich. On the ice, Rich. That's the standard of letter expected.
That's what we want. John Greenwood. John Greenwood 2, this
on
is.
On the ice,
Fof
John.
51 on the ice, John. John is a Halifax fan.
Yes, of course. So, good. See? Not just a Torquay podcast.
A Torquay podcast.
For,
of course, Halifax Torquay this weekend. On the ice, fellas.
On the ice.
He said, just listen to the absolute shambles of an episode with a new season preview. I love you both. Halifax to finish third, by the way, says John.
Oh, that's good. I think he's calling it a shambles because we... More or less demoted.
We didn't demote Halifax, but I did say they'd struggle without Pete. I'm wild.
It was also a shambles.
It was a shambles. And did they struggle without Pete? I'm wild. They did.
And is Pete wild? He's wild. Unbeaten in League Two.
2 wins from 2.
He's wild.
Ben Whitfield can't stop scoring.
I'm wild.
I miss Pete Wild.
He's
favourite.
Wild.
I'm wild.
Doing his homework at half time. That's what we like.
Daisy's,
let's get his essay in.
Daisy Seller, Altrincham Jean.
He's wild.
I'm wild. On the ice, Daisy.
On the ice, Daisy. How lovely to hear you. Foff of the year, of course.
She was the Foff of the year. That competition will begin again.
She had a trophy, didn't she?
She got a trophy, yeah. Yeah, that competition will begin
this competition,
again soon.
And it will not involve designing a tea towel this year.
Not this year. Something a little less involved, maybe. She says, I hope you both had a pleasant summer and enjoyed your break from the Poos letter. It's been an eventful off-season for Altrincham Jean.
Yes.
At the end of the season, Alty announced that from this season, they would be turning full-time.
Ooh,
how exciting.
Lovely.
My partner and I managed to prolong the 2021-22 season until mid-June, taking in a few matches in Wales and one in sunny Scotland, getting engaged whilst they were there.
Congratulations,
well done,
Altrincham
Jean.
Huge news for the
Foffs. Wedding.
A lot of disappointed Foffs out there now. Just only listening to this podcast for Altrincham Jean.
That's it. Clive Haywood's just that.
We're like the Altrincham Jean only fans.
Jules Nixon, unsubscribed.
Unsubscribed. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Keep your fucking podcast.
No Altrincham, no party.
No. Hey. That's
well done,
lovely Jean. News, Altrincham Jean.
She saw TNS beat Ellesmere Rangers and ticked Molineux Road off the football grounds visited at that woeful England match on the 14th. Molineux Road. Is that Wolves?
Molineux must be Molineux.
Molineux Road.
Yeah, there we are. Okay.
The 2022-23 pre-season campaign began only 2 weeks later when we watched AFC Darwin in an early friendly.
Lovely stuff.
It'd be good if, all the way through the team, it was the different stages of evolution from, the keeper.
The goalkeeper was tiny.
Defender.
Tiny little.
The striker's like...
The fishing goal. Managed by
Nathan,
Charles Darwin.
Nathan midfield.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It works. Altie's friendly says she went to West Didsbury and Chorlton to watch Altrincham pre-season. Witham Shaw Town.
Keen.
Very keen. Trafford FC and an adventure on the
Who are you marrying? Tony Incenso?
An adventure on the ferry to the Isle of Man following weekend melee conference. Went to see Italy v Belgium in the women's Euros.
Lovely.
Played Stoke. You watched that. Lost to Stockport County. Man United 11. Amazing.
Well done,
and
Gene.
Then lucky enough to go to Wembley to witness a historic win for the Lionesses.
Well done, the Lionesses. Well done, Altrincham. Huge fan.
What a pre-season. She's
well
going to be in great sort of condition
really,
for this season.
Really
worked.
Really are, Gene.
Ready for the season.
Hence, this is such a good letter. She's been so ready.
In summary, after a shaky start to the pre-season, Altie seem to be coming together. I said I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll avoid relegation this season, but full-time Altie is a complete unknown. My prediction, 17th. Daisy Seller, soon to be Hughes.
Oh,
AKA Altrincham Gene.
Daisy Hughes.
Yeah.
Might need a new FOF number. Might need to read, send three new letters. If
you look at the small print.
There we are. But good luck on your forthcoming nuptials.
Mark, just two more to go. Mark Ridley.
Mark.
I don't know why I always like to say his name as Terry Walk. Mark Ridley.
Newton, of course.
Hi, John and Charlie. Welcome back. I enjoyed your predictions for the National League, although it did sound like John was trying to crowbar every team who weren't Wrexham into 16th place. Might be said that I didn't really research it.
Well, vibes, John. Vibes only.
I'm going to read this out. We could cut it out.
Okay.
Depends how you feel. I'm sure you've seen the story about Southend renaming one of their stands the Gilbert and Rose West Stand.
Mm-hmm.
Any truth in the rumour that the ground will be known as the Harold Shipman Arena? Feels a bit off-colour to me, Mark.
A bit, look, people died, Mark.
Bit grim.
But look, you said it. Not
all
us.
I did was read that out.
Exactly.
Direct your correspondence to mark.ridley. gmail.com.
Don't read his email. That wasn't really his Newton on the ice to you. Lovely
he also
little
has a solution to the tea towel predicament.
Okay.
Rather than producing one and selling it for a tenner each, why not offer them as an NFT and charge whatever you want?
Yeah,
an NFT, like the tea is for non-fungible tea towel.
NFT towel. There's a good business idea there.
A non-fungible tea towel.
The NFT towel is a great idea.
From the pavilion end.
NFC town.
Nigel Adderley.
Ah, love
is,
to Nigel.
One of the golf, I think he's FOF 1089, isn't he?
Yes,
Nigel?
Of course he is, yep.
On the ice for the new season. I listened to the preview on the way to Norwich.
Oh, lovely. What were you commentating? Probably commentating on something there.
I was delighted anyway that John Pemberton didn't cause a wildfire, as it did seem to be heading that way.
Oh, yes.
Did look, that would have been, you could say, Nigel, a better end.
I've heard John Pemberton this summer. I've heard
John Bomberton.
I've heard he's getting into selling disposable barbecues.
Just bought my own range of hose pipes.
And hose pipes. The John Pemberton hose pipe.
The John Pemberton hose pipe.
Sprays out three times the amount of water you need.
The JML John Pemberton hose pipe. You mentioned Russell Grant. I love JML.
Yes, he's a big non-league fan.
It jogged my memory, says Nigel. He used to sponsor a non-league cup in the London area. When Wembley reached the final, he hired Wembley Stadium for the night to play the game in it. I think he did it
Amazing.
In the 80s when he was in his pomp on breakfast time. It was probably one of the most famous
John
people
Pomperton.
On TV. John Pomperton. I had a brief encounter with him a few years ago in my local Waitrose. He saw me using the handheld scanner and came over to ask what it was. When I did, he explained, "Oh, what a boon," and walked off. I noticed that he had around 20 cartons of coconut water in his trolley. I promise I'm not making this up.
Wow.
Russell Grant's coconut milk.
I don't think I want to. Not sure. Let's just...
Whatever Russell does in his spare time is up to him.
It's up to him. It's his private life.
Good luck for the new season. I think York will do better than you suggested. So do I, actually.
Oh.
And I think Oldham will offer plenty of mileage for sketches.
Everyone's saying that now. Everyone's saying, oh, York will
wise
be
wise
right.
after the event.
Yeah,
really,
that now.
He also says a live show would be a great idea on the ice, Nigel.
Well, yes. Listen, we've only sold four tea towels without even making them. So let's before we try and sell tickets. If you are interested in a live show, of course,
run.
I am doing an hour's work in progress.
Yeah.
If you are in the London area on October the 19th, in Kennington at the Tommyfield pub, very nice pub, very nice venue, £7, that's all it's going to be. If you want to come and see it, it's an hour of pretty much Devonshire-based stuff. You've probably heard most of it before, but it's come and see that if you want to.
Do. That's nice. All the letters.
Lovely letters, John.
And that's it for this week.
That's it. How nice. How
Beautiful.
Do people send us a letter, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Very nice. Find us on Twitter. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and some nice words. That'll be nice of you. And tell a friend.
We'll see you at Bromley, pal.
See you at bloody Bromley.
We'll see you at Bromley.
Hey, we're going to Bromley.
We'll see you
You're going to be there. I'm going to be there.
I'm on the radio.
Rob Baker's going to be there. It's going to be maybe even Luke William, the Notts County
bit of
manager. Maybe even Stanley will be
got
there.
A game of his own that
in
night.
In Dean Moxey's shirt.
Yeah.
Who knows? There we are.
Good.
On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.